I want to say that Ian Wright, he should be hard. He should be like Ian Wright.
You don't like him?
No.
What did you say? He should be hard?
Yep.
He is hard.
No, he's not.
He is.
He's got a car and he's got to be ruthless. He's got to be hard. He's got 18 people.
Oh, no, but you like that, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what we're going to talk about. And it's also we're both on agreement again, you see. I'm entirely in agreement with you. You know Deng Xiaoping's dead, don't you?
Sorry.
Yeah, he died today about 1 o'clock, they say, GMT time. And I was hoping, you know, the whole show might get put aside so they did some kind of hour-long tribute. But instead, we'd have to talk round and round the subject of whether Ian Wright's any good on it.
Yeah.
What's your PE teacher's like, anyway?
Rubbish.
What did he say? He said Ian Wright to me.
Well, I'm a Villa fan and I'm worried about Andy Cole.
Andy Cole?
Worry about.
Now we're talking about Andy Cole. Now we're all right. Now, for a minute now, I thought there'd be no madness in the call. You think Andy Cole should be harder?
Yeah.
Now that's all right. I mean, Andy Cole should be any good first, shouldn't he?
But he could be hard. Really hard.
He couldn't be hard if he tried. He huffs and he puffs, but he couldn't be hard. He's not exactly a figure of fun, Andy Cole. I think he's okay. But he's not hard. He could never be hard. Not in a million years.
And he shouldn't sign for Villa.
You see, I believe that what you've got to do is, of course, in the Grand Way, sign for West Ham. That's what you've got to do, because West Ham are willing to pay any amounts of old money for, like, footballers who may or may not be any good. They seem to, like, relish. That's their one option in life. They're like kind of a Dr. Bernardo's or some kind of a faded home, and they take it for millions of pounds. So that's where I believe he's going to end up. I'm sorry about this, everyone. We'll get some calls on you. You wait till that show comes on Channel 4 at midnight. They're going to struggle. They're laughing down their sleeves now. You think it's easy, this phone and stuff. It's easy after a football match at 6 o'clock on a Saturday. You try one of these midnight shifts on the day that Deng Xiaoping died. Gareth, where are you?
Hello.
Hello, Gareth.
Hello.
What's everyone 9 years old out there tonight? Gareth, where are you?
We're in Northern Ireland.
Okay, Gareth, what do you want to tell us?
Let's just say in Wimbledon. Yeah. Like, they've got a good team now and they could, like, go all the way in the League Cup.
Well, I don't know. This is another call that says to me, Earth revolves around the sun. I don't know, yes, we know. We know Deng Xiaoping's dead. But I don't know, I can't argue against you. Have you always supported Wimbledon?
No, I support Tottenham.
No, another Tottenham supporter. All right, that's that call. We've got another... No, bring in another one. Give the number a plug. People can ring Radio 5 if they want. There's simply nothing going on. We've got another minute to fill to go to the news. Let's have a think. What other calls did we have on Saturday? There was that one, which was really good. There was one other one, wasn't there? We had the PE teacher who flashed his lights on the halfway line. Then we got the very laid-back kid. That was a belter. And I'll tell you, I don't care if we don't take another call. They're no good. I might as well just tell you good ones we've had in the past. There was these people who lived, come on, Dan. We can go to, I'll go to Billy here. Billy will say, I tell you what, I think that Liverpool are a good side. What is this, 606? No. Yeah, anyway, so he's asking unusual places you play football. And they ran up from an atomic bunker. And he said, we work in an atomic bunker and we often have a game down there. And I said, seriously? He said, seriously, yeah. He said, during the Falklands War, he said, there was lots of us here, of course, through the state of emergency. And so we, down in our bunker, we switched all the security cameras off because we'd had a couple, which was reassuring. And he said, we put two goals on the wall and played a game of football. It's 10:30. If we don't get any more calls, I'm going to relate old calls we've had, because it's over to you on 0500 909 693. If they're no good, they're not coming.